I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. The insurance company that will pay to finish Hartford's minor league baseball stadium is already fighting to get its money back. Arch Insurance is demanding nearly $19 million from the developer and at least one other company. Surety companies aren't in the business of losing money.
They charge a premium, as an insurance company would, for issuing a bond or bonds.
That's attorney Stephen Kaplan, who practices construction and surety law.
However, unlike an insurance company, their agreements require that they basically lose no money. So if they have to pay money on claims, whether it's to an owner under a performance bond or to subcontractors under a payment bond claim, they're supposed to get reimbursed.
The question now is, by whom? An attorney for the stadium's ousted developer, CenterPlan, says the insurance company has already made a demand for nearly $19 million of it and its chief, Bob Landino. But according to federal court documents, Arch is also going after another company, Green Skies Renewable Energy, a Middletown-based solar company. But why would an energy company be on the hook? It's complicated, but it goes like this. According to a lawsuit filed by Green Skies to stop the action, Landino is a member of that company. And in the course of getting bonding from Arch Insurance for the energy company, Landino signed a document that obligated him and CenterPlan to cover Green Skies' losses. That's not unusual. What is unusual is this. Arch Insurance says that same document obligates Green Skies and its members to cover CenterPlan's losses, too, including nearly $19 million for the stalled stadium project. Stephen Kaplan says he hasn't seen anything like this before.
Not that that couldn't happen, but it's certainly extraordinary.
Arch declined a comment, Green Skies didn't respond, and CenterPlan's attorney says he's working to resolve the matter. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.